David Wood of the Grassroots Recycling Network says there are lots of dangerous materials in the thousands of used computers that are thrown out each year.
Lead, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, polyvinyl chloride, PVC plastic, as well as dioxin-like flame retardants, all of which have either known or suspected human health impacts.
Wood and a cadre of students are touring the country this summer to rally support for state laws to force computer makers to take back old computers and take responsibility for recycling their components.
By requiring the brand owners to bear the cost of managing these materials, it creates a very powerful economic incentive for them to reduce those costs by improving product design.
Improving product design means switching to non-toxic materials to make computers in the first place. This week, students wearing t-shirts emblazoned with the words Control, Alt, Delete, and others in yellow hazmat suits stood beside piles of computer waste outside the Capitol building in Madison to draw attention to the issue. Their goal is to control, alter, and eventually delete the problem by passing a law in Wisconsin that would require computer companies to phase out the use of toxic materials. Representative Mark Miller of Monona plans to introduce the bill later this year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.